This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I will start Senate local government this morning. We have a new week, so we have some new pages. Could you come up and introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your future plans?
My name is Mariah Weick, and I go to Plankington High School, and I plan on going pre-law at USD next year.
Very good. Thank you.
My name is Michaela Flora, and I go to Clark High School, and I plan on going to SDSU for wildlife biology.
Very good. Thanks. Welcome. I want to greet everyone, especially our internet listeners. Remind everyone to turn your cell phones off. And with that, I will ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Kamak.
Here.
Hewing.
Here.
Killer. Excused. Maher.
Here.
Nelson. Excused. Youngberg.
Here.
Langer.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. We have a quorum. With that, I believe we have some minutes to approve from last meeting. Do we?
So moved. Madam Chair, I'll make that motion to approve the minutes from last meeting.
All right, motion by Senator Maher, second by Senator Ewing. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, minutes are approved. Remind any testifiers to sign in and make sure that you use the pages to distribute any handouts. So we have two bills on our agenda today, the first being House Bill 1006, revised certain requirements for a public notice of a public meeting. Do we have any proponent testimony? Really?
Here it is.
You got it?
It's John's, yeah, represent John's.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Could I make a suggestion that we go ahead and move to the other bill and see if we can come back?
Right. Allie, would you come here a sec?
Okay. Would you go try to find Representative John's? Maybe he's could be in the House. Can see if he's in another committee.
Okay.
Look up.
He needs to be here.
Yeah, it's his bill.
Oh, his bill.
So.
1006.
We are going to wait till we find our prime sponsor for that bill and move on to the second bill on our agenda, Senate Bill 62, correct the county boundary description for Millett County. Do we have some proponent testimony?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, good morning. My name is Bill Nevin. I'm appearing on behalf of the Department of Transportation. The Department of Transportation is in the process of developing plans for two construction projects, highway construction projects on U.S. Highway 83. The dividing line between these two projects is the Millett County-Jones County boundary line, which is also the White River. We know over the course of years, the course of the White River has changed somewhat. So as part of the project development process, our road design office investigated the legal boundary descriptions for both of those counties. And in doing so, they discovered an error in the Millett County description that has been in the code since 1909. The description incorrectly describes Millett County as bordering the west boundary line of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, when in fact it should be the east boundary line of the Pine Ridge Reservation. The bill, Senate Bill 62, simply corrects that description and makes minor style changes, replacing the word said with the word done a couple of places. With that, Madam Chair, I'll conclude my testimony, ask your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 62, and stand by if there are any questions.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Any other proponent testimony? Any opponent testimony on Senate Bill 62? Seeing none, any questions by the committee?
I just had a comment. We did have the distinction of making the odd bill of the week in the newspapers, so we're doing must be doing something important.
Very good. Any other questions of the committee? All right, I will close public testimony. Any questions of the committee? Discussion? Action.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I make a motion for due pass on Senate Bill 62.
Second. All right, I have a motion by Senator Ewing, a second by Senator Youngberg. Any comments on that motion? All right, no comments. Anybody else? All right, I will ask the Secretary to call the roll. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed say nay. You can call the roll.
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
We have a unanimous due pass motion.
Madam Chair.
Senator Ewing.
Make a request to place it on the consent calendar.
Second.
Motion and a second to put this on the consent calendar. Any objections?
I'm just going to object because the prime sponsor is here and he could probably pitch it on the floor. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank you.
We will hear that on the House floor. Would anyone like to...
Senate floor.
Excuse me. Yes. All right. Would anyone like to speak to that on the Senate floor? All right. We will give that to Senator Heinert. All right, thank you. Have we located anyone on? Very good. Nice testimony, Senator.
I'm going to start pulling that tactic all the time. We'll be following in Bradford's footsteps.
Any luck?
They said he was on the floor and he wasn't on the floor.
I'll pull it for him.
Okay. Let's take a quick recess. Be at ease for a bit. All right, we are ready to begin again. We will hear House Bill 1006, revise certain requirements for a public notice of a public meeting, and hear proponent testimony. Good morning, Representative.
Madam Chairwoman and members of the committee, welcome. My name is Representative Timothy R. Johns. I am from District 31, which is Lawrence County, South Dakota. I'm here to present an act to revise certain requirements for public notice of a public meeting. There are two statutes that are involved. SDCL 1-25-1.3 addresses notices, publication of notices to be given by state boards. There's another statute that precedes that, which provides for public notice by your local boards, your school boards, your city commissions, and the like. That requires that those notices be published with give 24 hours notice. This statute, however, previously was amended to provide that you reference a statute from the civil procedure statutes, which was 15-6-6, parent A, parent. It was confusing to people, so it was suggested that we say what we mean. So the amendment would provide that there be 72-hour notice to be given the posting by state agencies. It's particularly applicable in those cases where you have state agencies that are passing rules and regulations under our Administrative Procedures Act, and it requires them to post with for 72 hours of the agenda. Not to include Saturdays, Sundays, or legal holidays. So we're just clearing up some confusion for people, because otherwise you have to reference another statute. SDCL 1-26-4 is a statute under our Administrative Procedures Act, and currently all agencies, commissions, hold open the proposed rules for 10 days following the hearing, which is fine for state agencies, but you have private citizens that serve on many boards, and this came from the Department of Transportation. And usually in that 10 days, then, you get written comments. That's why it's held open following the hearing. But these people would like to be able to come and do their business and make the decision the same day. So this is going to require that any proposed written testimony or comments must be submitted to them at least 72 hours prior to the hearing. That gives them a chance to read it, and then they can take the testimony that same day and make a decision. It's up to the chair whether or not they would want to hold it open after that date. But most of these committees want to, these people are taking a lot of their own time, and we're imposing on them anyway. So let's get them in, let them get their business done, and make the decision that they're called to do. That would conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponent testimony on House Bill 1006?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Senate Local Government Committee. I am Justin Smith. I'm an attorney from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I am rising today as the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Newspaper Association. SDNA is a champion for open government and transparency in our state, and we appreciate this bill being brought. We would ask for your favorable consideration because this is one further step in terms of making sure that the public is fully informed in the operations of state government. If you have any questions, I will stand by, but otherwise we give an enthusiastic me too to House Bill 1006. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponent testimony? All right. Any opponents? Seeing none, any questions of the committee? All right, I will close that part and move to committee discussion and or action. Senator Nelson.
I'd move do pass.
Do pass motion by Senator Nelson. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Killer. Any discussion on that motion?
Ma'am, I think this is a great bill, and I commend the representative for bringing it, and I look forward to heartily supporting it here and on the Senate floor.
Thank you. With that, I will ask the Secretary to call the roll. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, say nay.
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
With that, House Bill 1006 passes with a unanimous motion. Any further action? Senator Nelson.
With that hearty endorsement, I would move to put on the consent calendar.
Second.
Motion and a second to put on the consent calendar. Any objections? All right. That will be placed on our consent calendar. Any other news today, discussion day from the committee? Senator Nelson.
Are we about ready to wrap things up? Mm-hmm. Would you have an idea, ma'am, of what time we might start at our next meeting?
I believe we will start at 9 a.m. again. Does that work?
Yes, ma'am.
For everyone?
You.
All right. With that, I want to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Senator Kamak, seconded by Senator Youngberg to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.